He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, and they will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, they will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40:29-31. Every day we are reminded that these are truly troubling times that we live in. Many are in danger of finances collapsing, others of losing their homes. Throw on top of that the misgivings of the sexual revolution, in that it is as a much needed thing rather than the alertness to the degrees of dangers that it holds. Families are struggling to get together, to stay together, and separation has made us weary, left us feeling defeated and alone. There are those who have lost so much as loved ones have passed, and with the uptick of the side effects of current medical events, hopelessness has found a foothold in our culture, and when one feels cornered, they get angry and try to defend themselves, or they call it quits, and they check out of life in one of several different ways. These are troubling times that we live in. And yet, if you're watching the signs and listening to prophecy, you could see a totally different world. And although the reality of what is going on strikes in many ways, the hope in watching things fall into place will, in difficulties yet, bring the peace of the Lord and the joy of salvation to one who believes that any day the Lord Jesus Christ will come and call his church home, and that the last minutes of the end time will begin. How do we get through these last days when everything is getting more and more condensed, and the freedoms of things such as privacy and free speech, debating and discussions that once were common are muffled? Today we are told to suffer in silence unless it is a government-approved suffering, and then they say, "Come, and we'll comfort you." I speak today not to condone the actions of our leaders, but rather to encourage those who feel the heavy hand of oppression upon them when they are in need of comforting. The devil is constantly on the prowl. You will never find any relief if you look out into the world for your help, for there is none out there to be found that is not of the Lord. And to find that which he offers to you means that you will first have to seek him, and ask that he should reveal to you that which will encourage you and get you through where you are today. I've been sharing with you now devotionals for going on 12 years. And I've shared many things in my life that were both times of joy and of great sorrow. And I currently find that each spring and fall, when it is time to get things ready for the planting season, and when it is time to put those things to bed for winter, that I have great difficulty during this time for a couple of weeks. And they come back to losing my husband in 2019. We would work together each spring and fall, and as most couples would recognize, that there are certain things that my husband did and certain things that I did to complete the task. And now as each season approaches, I have to do them all. And it makes those times together a painful aching within me, and it draws me to what I don't have and what I miss so much. In 2010, I lost my only brother. He was only 48 and died of a massive heart attack, and I carried great sorrow at his loss, as when no one else would talk current events, he and I would always have good conversations about what in the world was going on. And then in 2013, my mother passed away, and with her loss, I felt its depths, because she always loved so unconditionally, and no matter what wrong choice I made in my life, she was always there to support me. And then in June of 2019, I lost my husband to suicide, and his loss has left the house so quiet. I no longer hear his deep southern drawl, and except when I dig deeply into memories, and because of the pain of his loss, it is hard to open that door, because when it comes, the aching for his touch and the pain of not knowing if I will see him again becomes so strong. And so when these times come upon me, it is not fondness of them that I remember, but it is of the loss that I have known and of the grief that I have held on to. I found these two scriptures in Proverbs while I was searching for answers on overcoming my sorrow and grief, and they have given me much to think about. Proverbs 15:13 I have from the NIV and from the Message. A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. And a cheerful heart brings a smile to your face, and a sad heart makes it hard to get through the day. And the second one is from Proverbs 17 and 22, again from the NIV in the Message. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. A cheerful disposition is good for your health. Gloom and doom leave you bone tired. Both of these struck me with the reality that when I look back and I let the negative, the loss, take a foothold, that I will suffer myself to get through the day. I have to seek out the positive, the time spent building memories, and be happy for the time together and hopeful that we may meet again one day when all is said and done. Sometimes we can get ourselves stuck in a rut that we have driven ourselves into, and sometimes there just comes that rush that pushes you off the road and you are left bewildered by what just happened. I believe that I am at a point in my grieving that I am driving into the rut, and I'm having the strength within me to take a different path and choose for whatever reason to remain on the path that I am on. Do I like feeling poorly? Absolutely not. Do I seek out pity? No, my pride won't let me do that. Why then do I do what I do and don't do what I don't want to do? I don't have the answers to that today. But what I do know is that when I take my eyes off of the Lord and when I look back, what is ahead of me seems daunting at times. And I think that for me it has always been difficult for me to face-to-face talk with you about things, but to write them down and share my trials and troubles I feel led to do is sharing them helps me to see them more clearly. And it may help another who is on the same path to seek another path to walk on. The scriptures in Proverbs are clear and precise. They don't mince words and they speak truth. When we let our minds travel to what was or what may never be again as we would want it to be, we then open ourselves up to seek solace elsewhere other than the Lord and what He may have to say to us. Sometimes we simply need to hear Him say that it's time to put on our big girl or big boy pants and to take forward steps because there is much by the way of work needed to be done in the kingdom of God. And we are all called to work joyfully for the Lord in all the things that we do. My heart goes out for any and all that will suffer through this holiday season without loved ones at the table or as a part of conversations around it. I hear you weeping, and I feel the ache that is yours by the loss of them. I know all too well the feeling of emptiness and the power that comes from the gripping fear of knowing not what to do next. I also know that the Lord has brought me this far in my journey, and if you will lean on Him, He will also get you through these days that seem like they are more than you can bear. No matter the reason that you need to cry out to Him, do just that because He is there, and the time spent with Him is so sweet, and it will strengthen you. Your part is to walk with Him, and to spend time in His counsel and to put on your spiritual armor each and every day because you are more vulnerable to the enemy's attacks and attack you he will when your heart is crushed and your spirit feels downtrodden. Take the time to grieve, but do not let your grief, your sorrow, consume you. Do not let your heart be stomped on, nor let your mind be a playground for the demons that will come upon you while you're distracted. Jesus said, "I'm with you always." And if you believe that, then call out to Him and lay your burdens down at His feet, even if it means that you are there every day and several times a day. I found in the Word the reminder that when I keep my focus on what is behind me, I can't see what is before me. And I may miss blessings by crying over what was, but no longer is. It's not hard that I've become. It's not that I forget those that I love. But it is the call to know and the road ahead that is paved with trials and tribulations, and I need my strength and focus to navigate them. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." He said, "Do not fear, for I am with you always to the very end of the age." And Paul said, "And being confident that He who has begun a work in you will carry it to completion until the day of Jesus Christ." And Jesus reminds us, "Come, follow me." May the Lord bless you and keep you in these days that are ahead. I pray that you keep your eyes upon Him always, for He is your joy and your peace and your rest. Amen.